Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Wait, so if we're going to switch gears a little bit, what's your, we'll bring it to our network. What's your top three scandals of Bravo this year for 2023?
Ooh. Okay, well, I mean, Scandoval is obviously number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
And Salt Lake can be in 23. Yeah. You know that it dropped in 24.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. That did happen last year.
That is up there.
Oh, man. That is up
That's
there.
That's on my top three. That's on my top three.
Honestly, like, I guess Carl and Lindsay is.
Oh, yeah.
Carl and Lindsay is up there.
And y'all haven't watched it yet.
No, right? haven't watched that.
So that's
Kyle
all about
and Mauricio.
All the shit with Kyle Richards.
Wait, when does Summer House come back?
Mine's Austin and Taylor's top
Austin.
Three.
Yeah.
Austin, I mean, Scandoval, and Salt Lake City, which is great because it's a great season. Summer House comes back probably in March.
We got to get a move on.
It's March? Yeah. I mean, it takes so long
like
for these shows to come out. Yeah. It takes a long ass time for all this stuff to come out.
Yeah, those are, I feel like, really
those
like
are the
big
ones.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, Craig and I talked about Salt Lake on our last one, and I mean I am supremely curious to hear your thoughts on what the hell just went down this freaking,
like, do you like it as a viewer, or are you like, this, it fucks like everything, like this isn't, like this is dirty,
right? It the integrity of the Housewives has been compromised
as of
like outside force is infiltrated.
So I'll say I hadn't really kept up with Salt Lake City until this. I was like, I need to get into this. As a viewer, it's so interesting. You're like, this is crazy, like jaw on the floor watching. But honestly, I'm like disgusted by it. But then I see, this is where it gets tricky, right? Because I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, for somebody in the show
creepy.
To be like, it's creepy, it's weird. It feels dirty, but then
you should be in jail. Sorry.
Right. But then you have the people who do like really wrong things to people that are actually in jail. Right. That have been on the show.
Right.
And you're like, wait, they like stole money from elderly people.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to like social media stuff is like so damaging and can be really harmful to people. And I think that sometimes the viewers have a hard time grasping that because they're like, so what? They're on this show. Like, who cares what people say? And ignore what these social media accounts are doing. But like, if they're terrorizing your life, it's kind of hard
to
just ignore.
You have to film now with the person.
And then you are in the same room with somebody who has been posting about your life is like icky. And I genuinely think like there's something wrong with you if you're doing that.
Yeah, it's like, it's not.
Just
yeah,
how
I mean,
think if there's something
that.
Wrong with you if you're stealing money from elderly people, like, there's also something wrong with you if you are, like, in a room full of women and then secretly, like, posting about
that. Salt Lake City is such
that
an
is.
Interesting cast,
It's
too.
A crazy franchise.
It's a crazy franchise because I think more than any of the other housewives, these women want to, like, they want to have their viral moment. They want to be famous, like more than, because I think Salt Lake City is such a small community. It feels like all the women like really do know each other, and more so than any other housewives. I feel like when a new person comes on, they're like, you've wanted to be on the show for years. Like, Angie, you wanted to be on the show. You wanted to be like all these other outside ladies have been
news
fighting.
Newsflash, that's, you know, every show. Every show.
Definitely, but they highlight it, I think, way more on Salt Lake City. Like, it just seems like that's the way they want to go. And if Monica had this whole like team of people, whether it started with them hating Jen Shah and like trickling into everybody else. But if I'm the other women and like the next season, they're like, Monica's coming back. Like, you all have to film with her. I'd be like, what? Like, I can't speak around this woman. Who knows what she's going to do?
I was like, if that was a table of guys, we would have beat the shit out of her. Or him.
I was expecting.
We would have beat the shit out of him. And then I'd be like, then I'd be like, fuck, now I'm in trouble. So, like, yeah. I think I would have just gotten up from the table and been like, nah. Like,
I was shocked there was no physical altercation. Like, yeah. I thought one of them was going to swing.
The one was holding a flower pot. Yeah.
My friend texted me and was like, do you feel like they're so crazy that they should be, like, on TLC? Like, they don't even, they shouldn't even be on Bravo.
They don't even deserve Bravo. Like,
she was like, I think that they should be, like, on one of those crazy Lifetime? TLC or Lifetime shows. Like, that's how wild they get. But it's such a confusing scenario. And I'm just confused by, like, some of the praise
can't be happy about that.
That is happening.
Yeah.
That's what drives me crazy is that some of these sites are like iconic. This is iconic, and you're like, what? You
like
are
no, like
this,
I don't think it's iconic.
Mole.
I think it's
you're praising. I think like it's a mole cuckoo. In the presence.
Right. Yeah. It sets a bad precedent for anybody else that like wants to join one of the Bravo shows to just be like, well, let me just, you know, I'll make my connections, I'll network my way in, and they won't know what hit them.
There's nothing worse than finding a mole in the group.
Ugh.
Like when you feel like you trust the people around you, and then all of a sudden you find out that trust is broken, you start getting paranoid.
Yeah.
And it's you're like thing. Living with them, or like they were on vacation together in that house, I would be like, this is so
right. Like,
weird.
And they have a seat. And it's one thing if it's like with Beverly Hills, when they were all fighting with Kathy, it was, you know, the stories were being leaked and they thought, oh, who could Rinna, like that's been going on forever. It's like, oh, Lisa Vanderpump had the connect to Radar on, like the whole thing. Like that's always been a thing where people leak shit to the press. But like the crazy incessant fan accounts that are posting when you walk down the street, that's wild. That's wild to be a part of.
Yeah, I don't even know how people like have the balls to do that without thinking in the back of their head, like, I'm gonna get caught.
Yeah,
you know,
well, because I think she did.
I mean, she did the full photo shoot with the newspapers. Like, well, she's clearly leaning into the
she
title
was.
That
you
she
can
has.
Tell
you
that.
I mean, that's because she had, you know, 6 months to think about it, and she was like, "All right, like this is gonna come out, and when it comes out, do I hide or do I just lean the hell into it and be like, boom?"
I was kind of shocked when she was confronted, and she was kind of just like, well, yeah, it's not just me. And I was like, I can't even believe she just, like, even said that it kind of was her. Like,
We had Lisa on, and I just realized that stuff had already happened when we had Lisa on. And thinking back now to her face of just being like she didn't leak it, or, like, she bit her lip or bit her tongue. And I was like, that would have been a hard one. But she was like, just, you'll have to wait and watch. And that's a tough one to have
to
wait and
watch.
That's
a hard one to hold on to.
That is
true. I texted her and you know, just so y'all know, and you know, just must watch, you know, TV. She was like, the reunion was, you know, like,
oh God, I'm so excited.
Hold me back.
I know.
I'm listening to
yeah, I wonder how their season, the follow-up, like, that's going to be a hard follow-up season. Like, our next season, like, what the hell is going to happen? Theirs, it sounds like it was crazy.
Right. But I mean, look what happened.
Oh,
last season, they sent Jen Shah to jail. They straight up sent Jen Shah to jail. And it's like, okay, what are they going to do now? Jen Shah's in jail. This happened.
I think you literally said that. Like, at the end of the last season of Real Housewives, you were like, how are they going to talk?
Like, how are these ladies, like, even going to put together a season now that, like, Jen Shah was all the drama and she went to jail?
Yeah, correct.
Jen Shah's still posting about it. Jen Shah's still on Instagram.
I know she is. Did you see what Andy said the other night on Watch What Happens Live? He was like, he, you know, said something. He was like, it's almost as dumb as Jen Shah posting from prison.
Right.
You know? And he, like, you know, moved on, and the girls were like, woo, you know. It was like, oh.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Instagram stories from prison, hilarious. Like,
yeah,
who,
that's wild.
Where'd she get that cell phone? She's
like, good way to get your cell check, like,
well,
searched.
She must just be on the phone with somebody being like, okay, post this on my story word for word. This is what I want you to say.
Well, I mean, they have like burners in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I meant Vanderpump, like, though. Like, Vanderpump's going to be wild.
She had like a burner and she
I think she's posting from her phone.
Like,
and
her
she's
phone
just
that she's hiding in the crack of the wall?
Yes.
Or the crack of her ass. I mean, she probably
it's
got a cavity
bigger.
Search. She probably got a cavity search the next day. Oh my God. That is out of pocket for her to be tweeting in jail.
No,
she
should not be posting anything on social media from jail.
I mean,
also, it didn't make any sense. It also,
no,
like,
it
never makes any sense.
No.
And Craig always says this, by the way, man, after like a, like a particularly big season of fucking any show. He's like, what are they going to do? And something always happens. Like, it always, you know, it may not be as good as
what are you going to do next, Austin?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, no, I mean, something always happens. Woo! So we'll see. Oh, all right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer Besties. We are joined with Rhea and Fran from the Chicks in the Office podcast featured on Barstool. Are you guys going to get, are you going to try to get Gypsy Rose on? I saw that she's doing podcasts now.
Tough subject.
You know, she was in.
Why?
Well, I think we dropped the ball.
I think
we did not, like, the idea of her doing press, I just don't think that even crossed our minds.
Never.
Like, I don't think let's reach out to Lifetime. Maybe she'll come to us on her press tour. Like, I did not think that at all.
No,
until
I thought
she's doing other podcasts. And I was like, oh my God, we didn't even try. We didn't even shoot our shot.
I couldn't believe every single influencer podcaster out there had an interview with Gypsy Rose. Meanwhile, me and Fran are twiddling our thumbs on Friday going.
Look, we didn't get invited to the premiere, but if we did, we would have been there.
And then I'm home at my parents' house on Long Island and my dad's like, you didn't get an interview with Gypsy Rose. I'm like, no, Dad, I don't want to talk about it. He's like, why wouldn't they contact you guys? I'm like, Dad, I don't know. Like,
I thought she was just enjoying her time out of prison. Like, I thought she was like going to live her life. And then I saw these people posting.
She says she is going to do that now. And she like understands that this is happening. And like, this is the stuff she has to do because Lifetime, you know, they want to promote the show. And then once this is all done, she's going to go back to living her life, but living her life with 6 million plus Instagram followers and TikTok followers. And
when did she get out of prison, by the way? And
December 28th.
Yeah, literally like three days after Christmas.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, just like my feed was just, you know, blown up. And honestly, I was like, who is this woman? And like, I had to Google her and, you know, deep dive because I forgot about TikTok's all this shit. Yeah. And then they just like force it down your throat, right? It was like a Will Smith, you know, situation. Like, I didn't even ask for this, but it's on my feed everywhere. Like,
her clapbacks have been pretty great.
No,
what
she's
was her clapback about, like, about her boyfriend? She was like, he has fire.
She was like, he's D is fire.
D is fire.
Now, I will say this.
Her husband, D is fire.
Once again, I'm going to talk myself into something that I shouldn't be saying, but I am looking out for Gypsy here. And I am nervous about her husband. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, they're like, Gypsy is so in love and like so happy for her. And like, they are hand in hand. And, but this man seeked her out while she was in prison. Like, that to me, I'm just keeping my eye on him. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, she said she got over 250. Letters.
She was courted by over 250
suitors while she was in jail.
What are these suitors saying, by the way? Are they like, hey, I really like the way that you handled that killing of your mom?
Yeah,
like, it's just like
something along those lines.
It's just like, want to hang out.
I'm keeping my eye on her husband. Now, from what I've seen, it looks like they're very happy and comfortable. And I'm rooting for Gypsy. But if this man.
What are you rooting for her for?
Oh, I'm rooting
like,
for Gypsy.
I'm rooting for Gypsy because she has
her mom is a bad
her
guy.
Mom like legitimately
abused her. Mom did, her.
Right. Actually, Austin, everybody
rightfully so. She should have never been.
I'm not saying that I'm not rooting for her. I just didn't know that it was like an overwhelming like.
Oh my God, if you're on TikTok right now, she is the queen of the world. Yeah. TikTok thinks she is.
But what happened to? Am I the only one that feels? All right, this is a weird thing to say.
Oh, boy. I know where you're going.
For the boyfriend
who
helped her.
The guy that actually killed her mom?
Yeah, like, why is he still in jail?
I actually don't feel bad for him because...
I don't feel bad for him either.
He didn't really have a reason to do it.
In jail. He got a life sentence.
He's doing life, yeah.
Gypsy, like, met this guy online and got him to kill her mom.
I thought it was her like long-term boyfriend.
No.
And
internet boyfriend. Yeah, internet boyfriend. It was like, sure,
he
whatever
doesn't
you want. Yes, my love for you is
like, yeah. He doesn't necessarily have a reason.
Yeah,
to, like,
his lawyers are actually actively trying to get him.
I thought he was like a hero
of some sort. I think right now as well
because I didn't want.
No. Because he, his lawyers are saying that he like isn't totally. right in the head.
Well, that must be because
and that he should get like the same kind of
and right. Gypsy has chance. Said like Gypsy has said like if she could like her she thinks her mom deserved to be in jail. Like yeah. she was like I
right.
if I did this again
I shouldn't
like,
have killed her.
She was like
her.
Murder yeah. is wrong. I should not have gotten somebody to kill my mom. Right.
She was just so stunted and had no idea what the outside world was even like. Yeah, like she said, like, I literally thought those were my only choices, me or her. One of us was, like, yeah. going to die.
And she was just abused by, like, everybody in her life. She was
like, this woman's going to kill me unless
yeah,
I kill her first.
So I'm
well,
just,
and she's lucky she didn't die. Some of the shit that she had done,
yeah,
it's like
crazy.
She was a survivor. Like, she
yeah,
had surgeries,
seriously.
Medicine. Like,
but imagine getting a feeding tube installed into your body for absolutely
when you don't
no
need
reason.
It.
You don't need it at all. They cut you open to put a feeding tube
yeah.
into
no,
your
sick.
Body.
It's really sick. And that, but
wait.
This is why I am.
I freaking watch this Netflix show.
Oh, on the yeah.
Hulu.
Yeah.
The act, that's the, you know, fictionalized. It's based on the true story, but yeah. obviously the fictionalized
Munchausen's
show.
Munchausen's by okay. proxy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. But this is why I am just keeping an eye on her husband.
Mm.
Because right. I feel like
you
Gypsy
heard it here first.
I feel like Gypsy was taken advantage of by a lot of people in her life, and I don't want Gypsy to be taken advantage of by this man right. who knows that she's like getting. You know, he did marry her in prison before this.
Yep.
But they didn't meet
before,
in prison.
That's going for him that like they he didn't know if she was going to get out, but also
right.
like,
no, but like,
does she have a manager or like anyone
she,
in her
did
life?
Did he know that like she was going to get a lifetime special so. And get all these followers right. and get money? Like, I don't know. I'm just keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
Not having parents would be really fuck. I mean, talk about having like yeah. some serious shit to overcome because.
I mean, thankfully she does have like, it does seem like she's a pretty supportive stepmother. But mm-hmm. I mean, once you go back and also thank you, the stepmother seemed to actively try and do things to help, you know, the father, her father was gone a lot, but it's like her father probably could have intervened a little bit more through her childhood. One might think,
yeah,
they're all in the documentary now.
Too bad we can't ask her. Cause you guys,
yeah, I know.
What did you ask?
She was,
how long was she in jail or prison?
8 years. 8 years.
She was supposed to do 10. She got out on 8.
Yeah.
And she met her now boyfriend while she was in prison.
But
husband.
But he,
oh,
husband, but he wasn't
husband.
In prison. He
wrote
reached
to her.
Out to her and wrote to her.
And they mm-hmm. they only spoke via letter, I believe.
So, like, if she's saying that he has Fire D, then, like, that means that conjugals are happening for Gypsy.
No,
only
they
when
never,
she got out
they
of,
never had oh, met in real okay. life.
It's been okay. only yeah. the last week or so that she's been getting the Fire D yep. every night.
Yep.
Whoa. Oh, whoa.
She's been locked away.
He's setting the bar today. High, coming woo. Right out of jail.
Yeah.
Damn. She's gotten the best D of 24, it seems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mean,
yep.
What a wild, she's, wild yeah. situation.
Really
I didn't know she only had a
10-year
sentence, so.
Yeah, she got 10 years. Well, she took a plea deal. She gotcha. And got 10 years.
I should
and,
probably watch yeah, this.
Parole hearing. It's great. I think almost multiple episodes are out now.
Yeah,
of
there was two
Lifetime
episodes
documentary.
Out, yeah.
But Vree and I both have watched the first two episodes. It's good.
Yeah.
It's
and so,
it's interesting
and so,
stuff.
Just to be clear, do not, you know, besmirch Gypsy Rose Blanchard's name because she is a beloved character
she
in the
universe
right now.
Currently a beloved figure right now,
okay.
at least on
okay.
the internet.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Noted.
Yep.
I stand noted. Her. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I stand her.
Yes, exactly. That's yep.
Yeah. I mean, there is the discussion where people have gone back and forth where on one end, it seems like people are like praising her and like, oh,
right.
my God. And then on the other end, it's like, wait, why are we glorifying
Look, to
this?
Be honest, yeah. the lady should have just been shot and been dealt with. Like, she served no purpose except like ruining her daughter. Like, she tortured her daughter. Like, if like
she did.
No, she absolutely did torture her daughter. She
yeah,
did.
Like,
yeah, that's
but like, there's not really a system for that.
Wait, did you,
and
did
no.
you guys
not, like,
not see the clip of Joy Behar? Did you see
yeah,
that
yeah,
clip?
Yes.
On the view.
Oh my God, that
and
was so
Gypsy
funny.
Was like, I know that like I did something wrong.
Yeah, she's
and,
like, I know.
And Joy was like, you didn't do anything wrong. And Gypsy was like,
no, murder is wrong. And then Joy was like, Joy was like, oh, that part.
Oh, you're talking about the murder part?
Yeah, the murder part. Wrong. For sure. Because she's like, I thought you were talking about the other stuff. The murder, that was probably not
Gypsy
right.
is media trained. Like, Gypsy is like, murder is wrong. So that nobody could say to her that she is, like, glorifying the fact that she, you know.
Yep.
How did Joy come back from that one? Was she just like, oh?
No, she literally, she was like, oh, yes.
They all laughed. They were all laughing. It was like, oh, whoops. Yeah, nope, murder.
Oh, yeah,
bad.
Yeah, let's laugh at murder. Yeah. Wow, now we're all laughing.
Yeah, everybody's laughing. It's just, look, you know, but at the end of the day, it happened, and it went through our judicial system. She served her, her term.
She did her time.
She did her time, and she's out. Where was she? You know,
right?
Like,
we're not gonna put her back in.
We can't keep punishing her. She's out.
Yeah, and
Craig
would have
gotten her last.
Let's
time.
Just Gypsy was
Craig,
punished. Yeah. Gypsy
if
was
Craig
punished.
Craig was
enough.
Her lawyer. If Craig was her lawyer, she would have, you know, 5
I mean, she
years
probably didn't. I don't want to speak to it, but it's not like she had a ton of money or anything back then.
No,
so I wonder
if she had a public defender.
We'll just leave it at
Gypsy.
Craig,
I really forget about the whole lawyer thing.
I know he's like a pillow prince. You all forget.
The show makes sure. The show makes sure to never talk about that. I'm like, are you ever going to tell people that I'm a lawyer on the show? And they're like, nah, that doesn't interest us.
Craig, you should really become like other shows' lawyer correspondent. Like just for entertainment news, when like shit happens and there's legal jargon that we don't understand, to be like, and now we're going to call our legal correspondent Craig Conover.
Well, it's like always
a good
like
idea.
A joke.
Yeah, it is a good idea.
You know,
people would call you. I'd call
like
you.
This happens every time that you know something like this happens. You're like, there's only one man for the job, and it's always like a joke. But they should do it where
yes,
shows up
saying.
On someone else's show, and he's like, "Yes, I'm your legal counsel." You know, he opens up like his briefcase. There's
like, it's
like, you
know,
Ritz,
I know what
Ritz
these words mean.
In there.
No, the correspondence thing would
like
be cool because
sandwich in his briefcase, and he's like, I have the notes for this case. That's lunch. Anyways.
Wait, next time it happens, call me and be like, we need to know what this stuff means. And I'll be like, all right.
There are a couple times that we probably should have.
We should have,
when
yeah,
it came to... well, okay.
Yeah,
I actually
me.
Have
we
a good question
for you.
We threw
a lot of disclaimers.
You.
We're not lawyers.
That happened today. Why is... And I am like on Ariana's side here, but I just was confused with the legal part of it. How is she able to sue Tom Sandoval for not selling his side of the house?
So in that situation, he could either buy her out or like the court can force a sale. I mean, it kind of goes into like estate law and stuff, but common use of property. I would have to look it up. I love that you put me right on the spot and you're like,
I know.
You
we're, just like, we're like, so Craig, you claim you're a lawyer.
So
riddle
you
me
said
this.
We should call you. What about right now?
Riddle me this.
So
how are we suing
can,
Tom Sandoval here?
He can either.
Checks out. Checks out.
They well, because they never got married.
Period. Right.
Like of the house. So if he pays it, then she doesn't care who buys
house.
No, she
doesn't.
Said she does not
Tom
want him
tried buying
in the house.
It from her. Like.
Yeah, like she does not want him to be able to continue living in that house.
Yeah, that's not. I don't.
I mean, this was
that's
one of the
not a thing. You can't just be like. So it's only ever financial. So like, if you can get to the financial like justification, then you can't like pick who gets to use property that used to be yours. So you can either stay the owner and not allow someone to live there, but you can't. Not be the owner anymore and take your money and say who lives there. From an objective point, I haven't read the case, but I'll read it so I'm prepared for next week when we see you guys.
Craig is on the
perfect.
Case. Craig is on the case. And that's a good follow-up. I mean, look, this thing is so interesting because, like, I know them. I mean, you know, and they're not my besties, but, like, I know them, and I was talking to them at, you know, BravoCon about it, and I was like, Tom, if you have – you know, you guys are clearly doing well, right? Like another season, and you know, you've done this and this, and you know, y'all are on all these, you know, spinoffs and shows and you know, dancing. Why didn't y'all just get like a new house? And he basically was like, man, property taxes are just fucking insane. So I was like, so you rather would just live in the same house as like, you know, like
that just
this person
like
that, you know, despises you? Like,
such an excuse.
What?
Yeah,
I would have been gone the next day.
Yeah.
Like I would have never stepped foot back
in
the house.
Right, absolutely. I agree.
Absolutely.
Like never returning. Like somebody go get my stuff.
1,000%. Right. And I would have been like, Austin, like we would have filmed it. And I'd be like, Austin, I know this sucks, but either like, please direct the crew that I'm hiring or someone, but like, or just leave your shit. Like, I'd be like, I'll get it.
Burn
whatever.
It. Yeah. Yep. Fresh start.
But I would have never gone back.
Right. But I mean, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I would probably just take my clothes. Like, I don't want any furniture in that house. Like, nothing.
No.
And that's what confused me, right? Because I was like, they're doing well. Where like, one of them, you know, could have just been like, I'm going here for 3 months while like I figure out shit. Like, I'm going to Chateau Marmont. And that's where I'm going to hole up for 3 months and live like a fabulous fucking lifestyle and figure it out rather than living.
I will spend all my money at Chateau.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Well, right. It sounds like Ariana like was living somewhere else when she was doing Dancing with the Stars and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, she just can't get Tom out of the house.
Yeah. And now she's living in New York because she's
on
Broadway.
She's gonna be on Broadway.
So like, maybe he'll get out now. Who knows? Right.
Did you have them on the podcast?
Ariana, we had on before the end of 2023. Sandoval, I never want to see his gross face in my studio ever.
Yeah. I mean, we were never fans of him.
That's why Jennifer Lawrence crushed him on the red carpet, too. And I was like, God, this is going to haunt you forever. It just is.
And I will say, and like Rhea just said, like we have never been fans of, like, if Scandoval never even happened and the Bravo PR team reaches out to us to be like, hey, new season of Vanderpump, what cast members would you guys like to have on the show? Sandoval's never made that list.
No.
We've never said we want Sandoval on our show.
We've never said we wanted
and Sandoval. And this past year only proved us right.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's not going to happen.
Your comment will make me laugh all day. I never want his gross face in my studio ever.
Nope. He does not deserve to sit on this couch.
So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more with our friends, Rhea and Fran. Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer with our good friends, Rhea and Fran. Guys, well, I can't wait to see that new studio, by the way, because it looks so spacious. And like, Ashton,
it's a big room.
Freaking fit in there, man? How
did he not fit,
fit in there?
Listen, the fact that we had all those guests in the other studio is so embarrassing.
I know.
Like, we were so embarrassed because this studio was being worked on for a while.
Right.
And every time a guest came in, I would be like, don't worry, we're getting a new studio. They're just working on it. Like, I felt like I had to tell every guest that came into that studio that we were getting a new one.
No,
is Noah
it's
there
like, you know,
today, or did he
to
just like peace
in,
out?
He's in the room.
Noah is
working
in the room. Never forget that.
So
never forget that it was Craig he walked out on for his haircut.
I was in their
what
studio,
happened?
And the girls were so bothered by this, but
Austin,
Noah just left in the middle of our show.
Craig was in studio. We were recording an episode on. You know, we were recording. He controls all the machines and everything.
He's the producer.
The machines,
Gets up, walks out, and we knew he had a haircut appointment. We thought, like, oh, maybe he'll move it. Like, whatever. We ran late, and we were still recording, and I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, maybe he went to the bathroom. And as a joke, we said to Sarah, who was our other producer, we're like, oh, did Noah leave for his haircut? And Sarah was like, yeah, he left for the haircut. He said he's going to his haircut. And we were like, what?
Chair
empty. The interview's
empty.
Not even over. Like, that's like if this fine fellow that's in the corner of our screen here just got up, stopped listening, left the interview, and said, said, I don't, you guys tell me what time stamp you guys finished that.
Yeah.
I was
let
gone.
It roll. I mean, if it, like, thank God it was, thank God it was Craig.
Yeah.
But like, we were like, if this was any other...
We told him to text Craig and apologize.
Yeah, we made him.
It didn't bother me. Yeah. Like, I thought it was funny, but the girls were pissed. I was
because we were just saying, like, if this was any other... Like, we wanted him to treat you with the same respect that he would treat
Ashton
Kutcher. And so we were like, just because it's Craig, it doesn't mean you get to just leave the room.
Just because...
Oh, it's too funny.
Aww.
What color is
Noah's
hair?
Did he text you, Craig? Did he text you?
Yeah. And I was like,
it's back to black.
You were like, you're fired.
Because we went to Phoenix. Hair. We went to Phoenix with the team. We've traveled with you guys a little bit.
Yeah, we have. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Rhea's never been to Charleston.
I haven't.
Really?
No. And we're thinking about, we want to do some sort of, maybe a little after party. We're going to have to talk about it offline.
Mm. Yeah, we'll do it all. We took, we went to... Sierra, Austin's old friend Sierra, she was visiting, and we all went to the haunted jail here the other night.
Craig.
Me, Paige, and her.
Oh my gosh!
And we like
spooky.
Saw ghosts and stuff. It was cool.
Oh, I didn't know if there was a haunted jail. Craig, you love your conspiracies.
Well, yeah, sure, I mean, does. I just like knowing what's going on in the world.
Yeah. You
know? And obviously they're just conspiracies until everyone else is ready to hear about them.
Right, right. Yes, yeah. of course.
We did have people start wearing tinfoil hats to our shows, and I was like, oh, God, I don't know what I've started. Yeah. But like
maybe this is not the look we want all of our listeners to be rocking.
It was funny on Southern Charm, though. I'm glad they, like, eased that episode up a little bit. But mm-hmm.
We're actually going to Phoenix. Craig and I have a show in Phoenix.
Scottsdale? Yeah.
Nick?
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Very
fun. We appreciate you guys coming. The only two things we didn't really talk about was Austin really wanted to talk about Golden Globes with you. And I was just going to ask for the listeners how you guys got started in your positions. But like if you guys knew each other before Barstool or not.
Yeah. No. We did not.
We met here.
We met here in the year 2017.
Yes.
As interns.
It's the same as me and Craig, you know? Mm-hmm. I didn't know Craig prior to... And then, you know, look at us.
Look at all of us. And finally, you guys had us on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And the only reason you asked us to come on was because I texted you guys about coming on our show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually not true. Yeah, so it's actually not true because we'd been talking about y'all for, you know, weeks. We just hadn't
take the plunge.
We just hadn't done... the ask. And then Craig asked you, right? And Craig did like his flurry of texts. And he's like, and then
it wasn't a flurry. It was really just me and Rhea like continuing a conversation that you weren't participating in.
And then he never
last night, I finally was like, what are we doing tomorrow, guys?
And I was at the movies and I was like, this is the worst time for them to be texting about this because I don't want to be on my phone. But then I was like, wait, if I don't answer now I'm like them.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, like I'm playing hard to get, but I'm not. I'm just at the movies.
What did you see?
The Iron Claw.
Oh, the Efron and Jeremy White. Speaking of,
it was really good.
He won a Golden Globe last night.
I was going to say, Austin, do you at least want to tell us what your favorite part of the Golden Globes was?
can have the floor about the Golden Globes.
Okay. So there are a few things.
This is your show. You can talk about
the Golden Globes. Anything you want, really.
So I have always said that my man crush, as well as Ashton Kutcher, is Timothy Chalamet. So... I think that I
didn't know that would be your
title. I love him. He's just such a talented actor.
He is great.
I just love him. And it, like, he's like the guy where, like, if he walked in the room, I'd be like, you know, and I'd be, you know,
I love that.
And
so random.
And obviously he got a lot of, screen time last night because of his lady friend. And so we talked about, you know, breakups, but like, what do we think about this in a relationship? What do we think about this?
I think they're so cute. Like, I genuinely feel, I feel like they really like each other.
Did you see what they said though?
They were super cute last night. And the fact that she showed up to, you know, support him, like she hadn't planned on it. And I was like, that's like a real, you know, couple-y thing where she's just showing up. She's like,
that's what I said.
Just,
she
like,
didn't
want to
hang
out with you.
She didn't walk the carpet.
She's
like,
I just
didn't
hang
have
out
any big moments that were made for her. Like, she didn't try and steal any of his Golden Globes thunder. She just wanted to go and support him and sit at the table with him.
Mm-hmm. That is freaking adorable.
Even though if she did walk the carpet, I wouldn't say she was trying to steal it. She'd just be like, I'm also famous and I'm supposed to do this. But
definitely, but there's always that conversation of like, There's a corner there's a corner of the Timothy Chalamet fans that do not approve of the Kylie Jenner relationship. And if they saw her walk the carpet, they would have been very, very upset.
Yeah, I can see.
There's a woman who went viral who just like runs a Timothy Chalamet fan account who was honestly saying the most like outlandish things when they started dating, that Timothy has just like basically ruined his life, and just it was crazy. It was crazy.
Well, this story made me laugh so hard. The first time I heard it, like, this woman's account last night.
I have to look it up.
She posted last night.
It's run by Austin.
This will be my last.
Yeah.
This will be my last tweet about Timothy tonight. Like she's like. She's like, I have to step outside and take some air.
Austin, she was when the first pictures of them actually came out together and it was like, okay, they are dating, like they're PDA. Mm-hmm. She was posting on Instagram being like, it's okay, everyone. you know, take a break from your phone if you need to. This is a lot. Like, if you are not okay with this, that is okay. Like, connect with how you're feeling about it.
Some of the tweets was
on fucking therapy.
No, it was crazy. And some of the tweets about this woman's account, like, literally, like, leave me bent over laughing so hard. Yeah. Like, I can't.
Yeah, that's not healthy. She probably needs
Who does she deem to be, like, her a suitable partner her. For, you know, Timothy?
Not one of the Kardashian Jenners.
Right.
Did you see what Taylor Swift and Selena were talking about, though?
Okay.
Well, did anybody actually see?
Question.
Because we can't tell.
I can't tell.
The only one that I can say, we put out our podcast this morning. People will probably be upset with me because all in our Chicks in the Office comments, we posted the video. People are like, that's not what Kelly's saying. Timothy, the name Timothy came out of Kelly Teller's mouth. Yeah. Like, I'm confident in that. You know, people are adamant that we don't know. You can't hear her.
Hear that word.
I saw Selena say no.
But you can't. You can't. You cannot make out one thing that Selena Gomez is saying besides the word no.
No. Yeah. She goes. She said no. But like, we don't know what it was.
We have no idea what it means. Dumois posted that she heard that they were talking about leaving early. That they wanted to know. Oh, where's your car parked? When can we leave? That's what they were talking about. But it sure didn't look like that's what they were talking about. There were some shocked faces.
Well, did you hear the other rumor, though?
Of what? Of that Selena asked for the picture and Timothy said no? Or Kylie said no?
I just like, feel like
made
it's
that
literally
up?
Made up out of thin air.
Who
like,
made that
and,
up?
And the internet
Craig,
is...
your finger's on the pulse more than you let on, pal.
And the
more
internet is just like
on.
Running with this
Craig made
craziness.
Me feel crazy for saying this.
Well, Paige, okay. Paige is tuned in to everything as well. But
yeah,
that's true. But we didn't talk about it today.
I just, that just came up on Twitter, and it's like, it was like people have been saying that this is what they said. Who said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and then the girls online are fighting with each other.
Yeah,
about like I'm Team Kylie, I'm Team Selena.
Oh,
and it's like
people are stupid.
How are you guys even picking a side when nothing happened?
We have no
idea
what
true.
Happened. And I said,
imagine
what a normal
being them,
thing
and it's really like I was like, hey, do you want another shot?
Yeah,
and like
and she
they
was
said
like,
no.
No.
And yeah, what a normal, they're like, what a
and then
normal
she was like,
thing, right? What a normal thing to like gossip with your friends, like at a big event with all the celebrities.
Is Kelly
even if
Teller
they're not
just like,
yeah, like
the
leave them
woman.
Alone?
Is she lucky as hell?
Leave them alone.
Kelly Teller is like the luckiest that she's there. She's like,
I feel like Kelly
just lives the
is
life.
Famous,
Kelly
and I'm
does
like
live the
hanging
fucking
out
life.
With, you know, Selena and
but
Kelly,
I do think
you know,
I do think Kelly I do think Kelly has got to be like, damn, I really don't want to be. First, it was like
the Travis ring.
Everyone said that Travis bought Taylor Swift that big ring. And she was like, no, I bought the ring. And now it's the only word I think you can actually make out is her saying Timothy.
Yeah.
So
I would
want to
hang with her and Miles a lot.
Well, I mean, they go on the best vacations of all
time. I
heard they just want to go on a super yacht, the St. Barts.
I heard they're extremely cool.
So, like, with the coolest
with freaking Nina
crowd.
And
Nina Dobrev and
Shaun
White.
And, yeah.
And they just
Shaun
get
White's
to hang.
Living the life.
Yeah.
God, that sounds freaking awesome.
They seem like so much fun.
Rhea,
one day we'll
Rhea,
all be on a yacht together,
we would all
guys.
Be in trouble. Yes, we would all be in trouble if we were all mic'd up all the time. So I think it sucks 100%. That people are trying to
it's
figure
like,
it out. But
what a
well,
normal thing to
that,
go
Craig,
over to your friend.
Yeah, you guys are on a show where you're mic'd
well,
up.
Well, we
yeah.
did do that at Winter House.
Yeah,
and we
that's why
did
we
get in trouble. And,
yeah, that's true.
True.
Rhea, I saw that you made... in appearance last night at the
it looks
guys
so
I swear
real.
To God Wait. For 30 seconds I was like I'm about to text
I did
her
too.
I'm about to text her this is like a groundbreaking picture and then I was
okay.
like you are an idiot Austin you
this
are
Photoshop
no, it was a really
took
good
my
Photoshop.
Breath away because I was like wait where am I like I for a second was like oh my God that is so real and then the saddest
like,
part is someone that I know responded to my story being like, oh my God, that is so cool. I'm so happy for you. And I have yet to respond and let them know that it's fake. Cause I can't bear to tell them that it's not real. Cause then they're going to feel like an idiot. I just,
well,
they've
definitely
rather,
told their friends too. They're like my friends with Meryl Streep, my friends at the,
I would rather have them think that I seriously was there than break the news to them that they fell for that.
I mean, I was this close to texting freaking Nick and Craig being like, dude, she is with only Look murders in the building girls. Cast. This is like dream come true stuff. And then I was like, oh, you idiot.
Girls were tagging me in screenshots of their conversations with their friends being like, oh my God, look at Rhea at the Golden Globes. And then their friends being like, you're an idiot. Like, that's not real.
So funny.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I really could talk about, you know, the Golden Globes forever.
I know. There was a lot to talk about.
I know, but I appreciate it. And I love you guys.
Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for having us on. Can't wait to see you guys next week.
Also, yeah, to be fair, I like when Austin gives you shit, but we have not been given our schedule. When are we coming on your show?
You guys are coming on.
You're coming
January
16th.
16th. But we didn't.
Oh, but we don't have it either.
We didn't. It's not on our schedule either.
Because okay, we're filming Watch What Happens at 3:30.
So we don't know what time you guys are coming in.
Yeah, Craig, don't decide to go to lunch for an hour before and show up to our studio an hour late.
Is that what you did, Craig?
That's why Noah. I mean, really, that's why Noah was late for his haircut.
It's just not. It didn't. It's not how it happened in my head, but it is how it happened.
Yeah.
Like
Austin thought it was totally cool that he was
coming at like 2:30, and at 1:30 he texted us and was like, "Hey, do you guys want to go get lunch?" And we were like, "You're supposed to be here in an hour. Like, we don't have time. You don't have time to go out and get lunch before you."
And
get
then here. Marty was like, "Craig just asked me if I wanted to go get lunch." And Marty's also at work. And we're all like, "What's this guy? He's supposed to be coming here."
Well, why don't we do lunch before?
We
can plan.
We don't have a time.
A lunch.
That's
down.
A tight day, Craig. That's a really tight day.
Austin's like, we can't get lunch.
I mean, I would love it, but just like Craig said, I mean,
I've been waiting for the phone call for you two to take us to Carriage House.
Ooh,
that's true. We owe you that.
Mm-hmm.
Craig just looked down. He's like, oh man.
He's like, shit. No. I don't have time.
Have I not been asking?
Right. You have been.
We're chipping off the list.
We can go.
We did the podcast. Yep. Yeah, we can go whenever. We'll go to Carriage House
that night. Let's go that night.
I would love to.
Why not? We're
around.
Like,
go to Watch What Happens.
Yeah,
because
we're recording early. We record at 3:30.
We'll grab a drink. Well, maybe we'll go out on the town.
Oh, boy. I am with that. Because actually, that is the end of just like a busy, busy week for us. And so Watch What Happens is like the last thing that, you know, we have. And then it would be awesome to go to dinner and to have a celebratory drink.
Yeah, nice little evening. A Thursday in the city, my favorite.
I think it's Tuesday.
I think
it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday
in the city. Even better.
Tuesday in the city. My favorite. We use, you know, Wednesdays are usually pretty.
Man, Carriage House is actually closed on Tuesdays.
That's funny. Oh, and I have to fly to Atlanta on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. So
unless it's
Monday. Look how quickly
Monday. We can go Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I can do Tuesdays, but I don't know if I can sign on to Monday.
Whoa. All right. Oh, well, man. This is why it's never happened before.
Well, we can take our planning into the group chat.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And I'll respond this time.
Thank you.
All right. Bye,
Everyone
guys.
In the room.
Right, bye, y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us.
I gotta pee.
Thank you, guys. We'll chat.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll chat.
Hold on, Nick. Talk to him.
Yeah. Nick, don't. Noah, don't close anything. Nick, Noah.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast with our very special guest and great friends, Rhea and Fran from Chicks in the Office, their podcast from Barstool Sports. It's always a good time hanging with our besties. Can't wait to see you all tonight in Boston and then on Saturday in Philadelphia and then on Sunday at our 4 o'clock show with Paige and our 8 o'clock show with a very special other guest. And until next time, we love you all.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.